from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Story this week, kind of locally, especially with Joe, right?
Yeah.
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 What has allowed him to be able to be successful, at least from what we saw on Saturday? And can you kind of describe what you see in his game?
You know, Joe's a guy who he doesn't say much, but it's just when anybody gets an opportunity, to really prove themselves, right? It's, and I think I said it before, but it's that working while you wait. He didn't get a ton of reps in training camp. You know, obviously now his reps have picked up, you know, with player availability at that position. And you know, when he has had his opportunity, it's been, you know, it's been solid. And for a guy that came from his, you know, upbringing in football and to be a tryout player and to go into that situation that he was in. I mean, he was going against NFL starters. You know, it's just really cool to see. I mean, I think you just see the professionalism in him, how smart he is. And, you know, obviously he showed some things in that game, you know. But it's one game. It's one game. And, you know, the true sign of a pro is consistency. So, you know, that's what we got to see out of all our players.
Bob, what was it like for you this week? You know, as a sports fan, I mean, this story is awesome and everybody's rooting for him. But you're also one of the guys that has a big hand in deciding eventually, potentially, that this guy's not one of our best.
Right.
Three, this guy's not one of our best.
Right.
69. What is it like for you to deal with that?
You know, we're going to do, in the end, our job is to do what's best for the organization. You know, we care for all these guys, but there is a business side of things, you know, and it, I'll be honest, it sucks. It sucks. You know, when you get to those moments in our calendar where you have to part with people, it's never easy. You build relationships with these guys you know, but that, just that whole aspect of thing, not one coach in this building would tell you they enjoy that. You know what I mean? But in the end, the bottom line is we got to do what's best for the Buffalo Bills to achieve our goals and have success.
Hey, Bobby, as Cole gets wrapped up now after a long layoff, how quickly will you be able to tell whether he's kept up now?
We've been able to do a couple things, you know, here and there to you know, and Joe Dana does a great job. He does a great job. And, you know, we've used some different, you know, resources and things of that nature, different ways we can test him mentally. But, you know, when the bullets are flying, you know, on game day or even in practice for that matter, it's different. So, you know, it's a day by day process, and, you know, he's got to continue to grow. And part, again, going back to being part of a pro, is finding ways you can grow when you're in those situations. You know, and that can't always be the coach forcing you to do things. And Cole's a fairly mature football player that knows he's behind the eight ball. It's not like he's like, oh, I'll go in there and be fine. He knows he's got to be, you know, up to snuff with the rest of the guys. So there's a lot of things going on with him as far as us keeping that mental side, you know, sharp. To the staff.
Yep, sort of
the first part with Matt is obviously I have a relationship with him, coached him for 2 years, been around him since 2017. The personal side is the hardest side, you know, for someone like me that has a relationship with him, because you see a guy that works so hard, you know, from last year to get back and really, really was, you know, finding his groove and those type of things. It's tough, man. It's tough from a personal side. Like football, we'll figure it out. That's our jobs. You know, that's what all our jobs in this building are. But the personal side for me with Matt was hard for me. It was hard for me. And, you know, Matt's as tough as they come, as resilient as they come. Really, I think if a lot of young guys would want to model their approach to the game and the way they attack, you know, attack the whole process of being a pro football player, whether it's taking care of your body, what you eat, your attention to detail, your love for your teammates, you know, Matt's a model of that. And that's, that really to me is what sucks is not only, we all know who Matt is on the field, but it's just his presence and his professional approach to the game of football. They can rub off on everybody, you know, so we'll figure the football stuff out. That's our jobs. Like, in, so for me, it's more about the personal side of things.
I mean, from your side of the ball, you lost Micah and Jordan. Team-wide, you know, 6 of 8 team captains from last year are no longer here. How do you feel like that leadership void has been filled or is going to be filled for the team this year and, you know, specifically on the defensive side for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think what you're seeing, and I talked about this before, is you're not, like, we're not going to force anything. That's got to be kind of an organic process as far as just it'll play out the way it's supposed to play out, because there's a lot of things that go into leadership. There's a lot of things, and the first thing is credibility. And if you're not a credible person that's trying to lead, no, you're not a leader. No one's going to follow you. You know, so I think we're seeing leadership traits in a lot of guys that were probably there already. But we had a lot of guys that had already kind of established themselves in that role, right? And, you know, these professional athletes know that we lost, and you could call it a little bit of a void in that leadership, but there's guys that'll step up. I already see some people stepping up, and, you know, it'll really take form if it hasn't already. It's going to take form when it's ready, and it's working that direction, and we'll be just fine.
Who's emerged in that regard, and has anyone emerged that maybe you wouldn't have expected?
I'm not going to mention any names, but there's a couple guys that have emerged. You know, I don't want to put any expectations on players or anything like that. Like I said, I want to let it happen organically and just kind of let the chips fall where we need them to. You know, not try to force anything on anybody. So there's a couple guys that are doing some good things, and you know, there's different types of leadership, right? Like vocal, lead by example, and we have a lot of different people in those ranges of leadership that are stepping up.
In Matt's last full season, he had 99 tackles, 12 tackles for loss, 7 quarterback hits, 3 interceptions, 11 passes defense, 1.5 sacks, 2 fumble recoveries, and a touchdown. So, how do you figure that out?
How do you figure out?
That's a lot to figure out how to replace that, right?
Well, the first thing I'll say, I figure out that he overcame his coaching. I mean, look, the NFL is a league that's got great players everywhere. And your job is to put yourself in position every play in the event that a play reveals itself to where I've put myself in that position and you make plays. We're not coaching to every play intercept the ball. We're coaching, using interceptions as an example, we're coaching them that if the ball shows up, now it's your opportunity. If we blitz you, there's an opportunity there. So I guess the best way I can say it is that, like, we're not coaching. We're not results-based. We've never been results-based here. Are they excellent? Yes, good results are excellent for all of us. But we coach them first how they could put themselves in position if, for instance, the ball was thrown my direction. What position do I need to be in? And then when the opportunity arises, now the second part of that is, how do I intercept the ball? How do I force a fumble? How do I beat a back in protection? How do I beat the left tackle? You know what I'm saying? So, or how do I sack this quarterback because it's a mobile quarterback? So we're 80, that's a bad percentage. We're 60% process and 40% result when it comes to coaching the result. We're not grading you on how many plays you made. We're grading you on how many opportunities did you have and how many plays did you make? How many did you capitalize on?
You mentioned blitzing. I mean, Matt is a good blitzer.
Mm-hmm.
Tremaine was a good blitzer.
Mm-hmm.
But Dorian comes with a lot of force when he blitzes. Would you agree that that?
I would not want to block Dorian. Yep. Yep. I would not want to block Dorian.
Would you look back at the development? Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Thanks. What have you seen out of Edifuon from, like, the time you drafted him through now? I know he's missed some time with injury.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's unfortunate that he had the injuries he had. He's missed a lot of reps, but I think he's just starting to get comfortable a little bit in what we're doing. It's hard, right? Like, he hasn't been out there for an extended period of time if you go all the way back to the spring. He's adjusting at the appropriate pace, you know, and there's a lot of room for growth and, you know, as there is for everybody on our defense. And, you know, he just needs to catch up as fast as he possibly can. You know what I mean? And we got to facilitate that for him.
When you look back at the development of some of these young linebackers when they get here, 2017 was Matt Milano, 22 was Terrell Bernard. What's been the key of being successful in developing these guys? Middle round draft pick.
Right. I think when you talk about developing, it starts with Brandon and his staff and the great job that they do identifying that. And then, you know, we talked about leadership earlier, and you think about Brandon, our GM. He could sit upstairs. He wants input from everybody. That's a sign of a good leader to me. Like, and so we collaborate, and in the end, he makes his decision because that's his job. So I think it starts there. And then, you know, when you're trying to develop players, I'll never forget there's a player here. And this is, you know, a positive and a negative. But there was a player here that was like, when I'm in the game, I hear your voice in my head. And I'm like, oh, that's not good. That's not good. But when you constantly, when you don't let little things slip, and we talked about making plays, okay? I'm on the backside of a play, and maybe my hands in a run play, my hands aren't where they're supposed to be. Some people might let that go, but I think what we've done a great job here is all those little details, and it starts with Sean, is we don't let things slide. Because as soon as you start letting things slide, now it starts to become a habit. And that's not necessarily a good habit. So I think just the attention to detail, and it's hard on the young guys. It's hard on the young guys. I think I tell you create a lot of anxiety for these young guys. I think Terrell said the same thing. You create a lot of anxiety early, and then once it clicks where you're like, oh, I'm good to go. You know what I mean? And but while I was joking about that voice, is like all that told me is two things. I don't want a player to have my voice inside their head. But secondly, is like, okay, so those points are sticking with them. And I think, you know, obviously the talent that I talked about with Brandon, getting the right guys in here, and then making sure you hone in on the details, no matter how good a player is or where they were drafted, that's our job, is every player from 1 to, what are we at now, 90? 1 to 90, that we pour into them like that.
What
What has allowed Jamarcus to take a step every year?
And I don't know if I mentioned this last time, but he's gained, I don't know, 20-some pounds since he's been here. Strength has gotten he's a lot stronger. Sal, can you repeat that one more time? My ADD kicked in.
Jamarcus Ingram.
Yeah, that's who we're talking about. But what was the final part of the question?
What has allowed him to take a step every year? Because really, he comes
yeah.
to get some spot last year, and now he's in a position to maybe be a contributor.
Yep, and that's where I was going with it, is that, you know, he does all those things when we first get him here, to where he's truly, developmental, and it starts with his body and his nutrition and all those things. And I think what you've seen is his confidence, the more he's gotten comfortable here, it's that confidence that's grown year in and year out, and not only us pouring into him, but him, what we're pouring into him, he's using. You know, we can tell you to do things, we can drill things, we can do all those type of things, but if you're not latching on to those coaching points or those techniques and spending extra time doing it, you're not going to develop, you know, and he's doing those type of things. So it's pretty cool to see, as I said before.
Bobby, we're going to see it in Greg Rousseau as he tries to elevate his game to the next level. Obviously, had a huge game in Pittsburgh.
Greg's very intentional right now about what he wants his career to look like. And how he wants to impact the game in the NFL. And, you know, yes, did he do some really good things against Pittsburgh? Yes, but it has no indication on what we do today at practice. And I think his intent, as I've mentioned before, and his focus on what he needs to improve is at a high level. And anytime you can do that and you're constantly looking in the mirror, you know, there's going to be opportunity for growth and you know, it takes two, right? It takes two. Identifying that, and then the person that has to improve on those perceived weaknesses, you know, they continue to work on those strength, build on their strengths and strengthen their weaknesses. And, you know, and I think Greg's very intentional right now about that.
Matt was obviously limited all spring.
Yep.
There, but, you know, limited in terms of 11-on-11 drills. So that allowed Dorian to get a lot more maybe snaps.
Right. Right.
He might have not, you know, do you feel like how much has that helped him, you know, and his step up?
Yeah, I mean, for any player on our roster, and you guys asked about Joe, right? Well, what was the reason Joe started the game? Availability. You know, so where, like I said, with Matt, I am, you know, frustrated and sad for him that this happened, and he'll be fine. I'm probably more upset about it than he is on the personal side, but you know, anytime you can get reps, you know, there's an opportunity for someone else. And you know, Dorian's very clear on what our expectations and our standard are, and there's nothing more that Dorian wants to do than to meet those. So the reps are going to help him to do that, the live in-action reps, sitting next to TB and that communication and the execution piece. That's in you know, working with corners next to him and working with safeties next to him. That's huge for his confidence and his continued development.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.